Rosh Hashanah, with the Yitz Hashem, with the upcoming opening of Minyanim. I don't know how long we'll be continuing this, but for now we'll continue the daily Aliyah, even though there's no Parsha this week, because this Shabbos is going to be Shavuos, so we're going to be having a Shavuos Kriyos. But we'll do what we did during Pesach, discussing the Kriyos that we'll experience over Shavuos. So the next couple of days, at least, we'll do the Shavuos Kriyos. So we'll start with the first day of Shavuos, meaning the Kriyos HaTorah that hopefully at least some of us will have the opportunity, Mirtz Hashem, to experience on Friday. And that is, so that it's an interesting discussion. So the Gemara in Megillah that we referenced during Pesach, so that it's at the end of Megillah, I think it's Lamed Amud Beis, has the Mishnah, and Lamed Amud Beis has the, and it says that on Shavuos, and it only mentions one day of Shavuos, because that's talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where there wasn't a second day of Yom Tov. And it says that the laning is Shiva Shavuos. It's a Kriya from Parshas Re'eh. And that is, seems to be the Kriya according to that Mishnah. And then on the next Amud, Amud Aleph, it discusses, quotes a Brisa. And the Brisa quotes two opinions. And the first opinion, the Tanakhama, says same thing. It's that Shiva Shavuos laning. And then it says that there's another opinion, the Achirim, who say that it is the story of Matan Torah from Parshas Yisro. And then seems to be that, that the Gemara Paskins, that we do the first day, we do Matan Torah, and the second day we do Shiva Shavuos. So at first it would seem like it's an obvious choice to do the Matan Torah from Parshas Yisro. That should be what we're reading, right? Just like Pesach, we're reading the story of Yitzchus and Mitzrayim. So on Shavuos, we're reading the story of Matan Torah. It's strange that the Mishnah and the Tanakhama and the Brisa think that if you only have one day of Yom Tov, you would read not Matan Torah, you read Shiva Shavuos, so something from Re'eh. We'll speak tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, about why that is chosen at all. But like, there's like really a havamina that you wouldn't read the story of Matan Torah on Shavuos. But again, as we noted when we learned Parshas Amor, that it's not really so surprising, because it's actually just based on the Chumash itself, it's a little bit of a chiddush that Shavuos has anything to do with Matan Torah. Right, the Torah doesn't really tell us much about it being the day the Torah was given at all. You kind of have to figure that out. Chazal let us in on the secret. But in the text of the Chumash itself, it says a bunch of things about Shavuos. Right, it says it's the conclusion of Sfira. We know it's the beginning of the wheat harvest, and there's the Shtei Alechem. We know it's Yom Bikurim. We know it's Chag HaKatzir. So we know a lot of these things. But we actually don't know that it's Matan Torah from the Chumash itself. Chazal point that out to us. It's a much longer discussion why it would be. Kliyakar has a pshat. I mean, I think there's really it really requires a whole shiur to get into the approach of why the Chumash doesn't talk about it being Matan Torah and what there is to learn from the way the Torah does describe Shavuos. But just to keep in mind that from the simple pshat level of the Chumash, we wouldn't know that the most fitting kriya is Parshas Yisro. Now, lemaisa, that's what we hold. Even though it wasn't even an opinion in the Mishnah. It was one opinion in the Brisa, but we end up holding like that for the first day. So the first day, the Kriyas HaTorah, at the end of the day, is going to be Matan Torah, according to Chazal. That's really one of the major themes of Shavuos, that it's the day the Torah was given. We call Shavuos in our davenings Man Matan Torah Seinu. So we can't, that should not be taken lightly, though we do have to keep in mind and wonder why the Torah doesn't describe Shavuos as such. But just as we're on this point, so when we have Kriyas HaTorah, it's just something to realize that Kriyas HaTorah is a replica of Matan Torah itself, right? Everybody's standing around, a lot of the halachos, also the position of the bima, perhaps in the middle of the shul is due to, and one of the reasons everyone surrounds it, facing it, is because like Matan Torah, and there are various halachos and minhagim regarding Kriyas HaTorah that are indeed there because it's a reflection of Matan Torah. part of why it's so inappropriate to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, because Matan Torah, the Chazal say, it was absolutely silent. So, you know, as we, Mirtz Hashem, start heading into phase one and head into opening up shuls to some degree. So there's going to be backyard minyanim and some with Kriyas HaTorah, some without. And hopefully as we go through the phases, we're going to be re-entering a world of Kriyas HaTorah, Mirtz Hashem. And as we do that, we should do it with the proper kavod, the proper yira, that, you know, really feeling that every single Kriyas HaTorah is like Matan Torah, and there's no better time to start that as than the week leading up to Shavuos.